This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for January 26th. I'm Paul Plack. The Lebanese government blames thunderstorms for the crash of Ethiopian Airlines Flight 409 into the Mediterranean Sea early Monday. The USS Rampage has been dispatched to aid in the search, and NTSB is sending an investigator. Iran's Tabin Air shut down operations on Sunday after one of its planes veered off a runway during landing, catching fire, shearing off both wings, and seriously injuring 42 of the 170 people on board. There were no fatalities. Mission Aviation Fellowship has set up a Port-au-Prince Airport Communication Center, providing high-bandwidth communications via satellite, using an inflatable Earth station. MAF has also sent one of its four Quest Kodiak turboprops to Haiti, where its short field performance, cargo capacity, and ability to be fueled with Jet A will all be assets. The FAA has released specifics of the flight restrictions near the Canadian border for the Vancouver Olympics. The U.S. will provide Pakistan with a dozen RQ-7 Shadow UAVs to support its fight against extremists. Avadyne says Western Michigan University has decided on Integra Release 9 for a fleet upgrade. The National Research Council says Congress has mandated a search for asteroid threats to Earth by NASA, but not provided any money to get it done. The world's airlines met Friday with U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano to find workable solutions. And a religious item called a tefillin being used in a prayer ritual on a U.S. Airways flight by a 17-year-old Orthodox Jewish youth panicked the crew, who diverted the flight and called out the bomb-sniffing dogs. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, XPRIZE's Peter Diamandis talks about the history and future of technological competitions. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.